Reporting agriculture's business from the Cattle Industry Convention here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Megan Overby for the Red River Farm Network and joined by Don Schiefelbein of Kimball, Minnesota. He is the NCBA president-elect. And Don, you had a busy week last week at FarmFest. Of course, a lot of local conversations that were had there, and those conversations are really continuing here at the national level because we virtually have the whole western half of the U.S. that is dealing with the same thing, and that's drought.
Yeah, and it's an uncomfortable situation, but just like the family at home, it's day to day, right? And you see the clouds build up, and you kind of hope and you pray, and then, like many, it dissipates on, and you figure out, okay, how do I rally for the next day, and what do we need to do? So it's a continually process trying to gather up the feedstocks necessary to continue on with the operations.
And as you network with a lot of the ranchers that you haven't seen face-to-face for quite some time now, what resources are they tapping into as well? How are we approaching this on a nationwide level as the drought that we're dealing with?
You know what? That's interesting. As you're talking to everybody's got a little different scenario. Here in Minnesota, our whole management for drought prediction is how deep can you go into the swamps, right? For others, they're just trying to get different grain types they've never tapped into before, byproducts that they've never encountered before, but trying to get their arms around it. But what you do when you talk to all these ranchers and farmers is they are resilient, and they are finding ways to try and keep these cows fed and try to keep them intact as it looks like this market's going to turn, and they want to make sure they have the mama stock, if you will, in line for when this market goes up, which looks like it might be very near term.
We're talking a lot of policy this week here in Nashville, and some of that relates to tax policy, which is certainly top of mind for ranchers. And so what do those conversations look like?
You know, as you see some of these big bills coming out, and they're big bills, they're in the trillions of dollars, the requirement for a lot of those bills is they have to find a way to pay for them. And whenever they try to find a way to pay for them, that's when it hits agriculture. So some of the things they're trying to talk about, like stepped up basis and a transfer tax, are actually incredibly crippling to our industry. I mean, it makes so if you're at all thinking about transferring it on to the next generation, economically, they're putting in rules or talking about putting into rules that are just not possible for anybody to pay. So we're trying to keep our eye on the ball, and there's a lot of policy issues floating, but if you can't function financially and you don't have the wherewithal to transfer your asset on to the next generation, everything we're working for today doesn't matter, right? And so we're trying to keep our eye on the ball to make sure we have sound thought process going into those policies.
Of course, that death tax, which with the previous administration, you know, we worked so hard to repeal. Nothing's set in stone yet, but are we talking the other way when it comes to some of these policies that were just reversed?
Yeah, and again, it's just this lack of understanding. So they're trying to give agriculture a safe haven. They really are trying, but when you don't understand agriculture well, what you do doesn't necessarily add up. So what they're talking about is, well, what if we gave every farmer $1 million exemption? Well, as you know, $1 million doesn't go very far when you're talking about a quarter of land or a section of land, etc. So their wishes are good, but it doesn't do enough to create the base necessary to have a living in agriculture. So we got to reinvigorate them with the knowledge necessary so when they put in those policy positions, instead of $1 million, it's $10 million or $15 million. So it really is meaningful to transfer it on.
Well, again, Don, thanks so much for talking with me today.
I always appreciate it. I always enjoy visiting with you. Thank you so much for having me.